rest for the weary, rest for the weary ones. Please, everybody, welcome Todd Snyder. To get a permit, but tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. So I get one way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. Told her I was stressed. Said I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. Got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. Just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. I'm gonna make my last stand, and this time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? Nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. A little out of place, a little out of tune. So lost in space, racing that moon. When I'm in the world of a hurricane, still over all. I can't complain. Still over all. D.B. Cooper was 43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away from where it fell down to his fame. But he told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of a plane. It was spending the night watching police lights shine down through the pouring rain. We had a man hunting that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now the daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining those lights down on the mountain again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain. D.B. Cooper. All the exit roads, and they turned loose all of their hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few hundred dollars is all that the pepper found. Now far away from the city of Moses, they all watched those lights up through the rain. Some people say they died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, then his girlfriend did him in. Till the lawmen say if he's out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope they never see old D.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of Moses, the light shine from a house out. It rains, D.B. Cooper, drinking champagne, drinking champagne. Thank you so much. I don't want to go any further into my portion of the program without thanking the Planet Bluegrass for giving me a chance to come sing for you tonight. I don't want to go any further into my portion of the program without dedicating my entire portion of the program to the ghost of the late great Hunter S. Thompson. If you've never seen me play before, my name is Todd Snyder. I've been driving around for 15 years making this shit up and singing it for anybody that'll listen to it. Some of it's sad and some of the songs are funny and some are short, but some are longer than others, and sometimes I ramble on for as many as 18 minutes in between the song. And sometimes I dress up for the show. You like my tie? I found it on our bus. I think it might be Eddie Money's bus. And sometimes when I come to town, I talk some of my drinking buddies into playing with me. Jeff Austin of the Yonder Mountain String Band. This morning, I can't punch in. There's too many questions under my skin. My back is aching. I'm so confused. I can't help the feeling like I am being used. I did like they told me to, but I settled down. Now I'm going crazy. I'm working some job downtown. What do I do here? Why do I stay? And who are all of these people that I check in with every day? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out to Horseshoe Lake. I won't feel like it makes a difference. What difference one man makes? This ain't the one that makes money. The one that makes time. I need some time to think this over. I won't make up my own mind. time away from all of this unneeded drain. What do I do here? What do I say? Who are all these people that I check in with every day? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out the horseshoe lift. I won't feel like it makes a difference. What difference one man makes? This is the one man who makes money. One man who makes time. I need some time to think this over. I wanna make up my own mind. I need a room to think this over. I wanna make up my own mind. I need a room to think this over. Sound all right? Just one person that I found incredibly sexually attractive is that Judge Judy on television. And not just for her body either, because she's a thinker. I feel like my life would be different if she was running it. I travel a lot for my living, and I spend a lot of time in hotels, and they play her in the hotel right before sound check almost every day in whatever town you're in. She comes on right before sound check, sometimes twice, and I watch her every time. And this song was come from one particular afternoon when I was watching her, and she had this guy that came on, and he started talking when it was his turn to talk, and he talked so fast and made so little sense that it seemed like he could be a politician if he wanted to be a politician. And he accentuated his positions with hand gestures and facial expressions. And at one point I was watching him, and I was like, this guy's good, he's gonna win. And he's moving the hands, and he's contorting his face in these different ways. And he gets to this point where he says, my baby's mother has been incarcerated, Your Honor. And I said, what did he just say? What was that he just said? And right when I asked myself, what was that he just said, Judge Judy asked the same thing. She said, repeat that? What was that you just said? And he said, my baby's mother has been incarcerated. And in the time that Judy was processing it, I was doing the math on my own, too. And I said, his baby's mother has been incarcerated. So what that means in slang terms is that the mother of his children was in jail, and somehow, through the use of facial expressions and hand gestures, that meant that he didn't owe this chick over here any money whatsoever. And he almost tied it together. But he did not. And he didn't win. But a lot of this shit that he said rhymed. And I was in the hotel where they give you free stationery with a pen, and I wrote down a lot of it. He said, just like I said, my baby mother been incarcerated. I'm kind of glad if I could tell you the truth. My baby mother been incarcerated. She's kind of having trouble with some men a day cop who said he saw her driving by obliterated and was further frustrated when she wouldn't stop. So they called out all the other cops and had a high speed chase. She's my baby through the side of the tree. Wait a second. This song's got a lot of fucking words in it. Like she had a little bit of money. I gripped her with a southern drawl. Well, I could tell right away by the way she'd been running there. That girl was just a big end to crawl. At least a junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on greed, and he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all.
Both of us in. So they took all the savings.
me do. They want that easy money. Would have been here today to testify that every word I stated, while it may be complicated, it's true in a way. You see this woman here today, I hardly even know her. Okay, maybe once or twice I might have given her a lift, but she never gave me any money, Your Honor. Every penny that she gave me, she said was a gift. She said that it was a gift. Said it was a gift. My baby mother been incarcerated. She had some trouble with an interstate cop who said he saw her driving by obliterated and was further frustrated by the way she wouldn't stop. So they called out all the other cops, had a high-speed chase. She's my baby through the side of a tree. That's when I think they might have planted marijuana in her suitcase. Court appointed lawyer told us cop please, so we cop the plea. Cop plea. My baby mother been incarcerated. Learning about the perks and everything, Your Honor. You're just doing your job. That's all right with me. More thanks for our leave. Can my friends and my family, can you tell me when this particular episode is gonna be on TV? Gonna be on TV. I don't have a whole lot here to do with this matter. You see this woman here today, she just don't have any proof. I don't know whose voice that could be there on a telephone recorder. Maybe brother or some other friend that sent on it too. The same old friend that came in here before is my signature, because that is not my signature. I'm telling you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. Telling you the truth, my baby mother been incarcerated. I never had a lot of luck with the ladies, Your Honor. Never had a lot of luck with much of anything. My mother wanna drive a Mercedes, Your Honor. Baby mother wanna wear a bunch of diamond rings. She's on them while I can't afford these things. Baby mother been incarcerated. Baby mother been incarcerated. Nobody suffers like a poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like a poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like a poor people suffer.
Developed characters. The good guy put a bullet right through his head. The screenwriter, he stood up and he told us that all the loose ends had been tied. He said justice is irrelevant. Violent problems need violent solutions. Because in America, we like our bad guys dead. It's called box office, baby. Bigger than the Yonder Mountain String Band. Tension, tension is all that I know. Got tension in my health food. Got tension in my exercise. I've got tension and it's everywhere that I go. Well, they roped off all my problems and they pointed their fingers at drug addiction. I think that's because they know if you're the one doing the point, nobody's looking at you. But you know that the war on drugs, it was founded by the Tobacco and Alcohol Commissions. It's not what drugs that you're strung out on that they care about so much as whose. People still dig drugs. Shit, I've been walking around the festival all day. Tension. Tension. Tension is hard and I know. Whoa. I got tension in my courtroom, got tension in my classroom, I've got tension and it's everywhere that I go. When rock and roll first came around, seemed like preachers all went crazy. Pretty soon though, that wasn't enough to bring people in the door. So now they jump on just about any scandal that they can to try and save me, because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Homosexual marriage. That's what scares people these days. Ooh. Imagine it! Oh! Fear, God, unfortunately, fear. Fear is bigger than Elvis Presley, huh? Thank you.
Jeff Austin.
This is the nicest man in all the music business. I'm serious. Todd Snyder, it's beautiful to be up here. It's quite soul healing.
Seems like it's going pretty good. I got this song. I think I sang this song 2 years ago. This is a song about a band from my hometown. They put out a song in the early 60s that was so allegedly sexually suggestive and lewd that the government opened up a file on the song. Last time I played this song, I don't know if you remember when I was here a couple years ago. And I said that I hope this song would inspire some of you to have sex with each other. How did that work out? Pretty good? Well, we're going to do this. This is for a band. They're called the Kingsmen. They're from Portland, Oregon. The Kingsmen came together in a garage. They could hardly even play, but they practiced night and day, and pretty soon they got to where they could really play that song, Louie Louie. So they saved up all the money from their shows, and they went into the studio, and they gave their version of that song, Louie Louie, a try. Now, I don't know the words to that song, Louie Louie, and I'm pretty sure that the singer for the Kingsmen didn't know them either. If he did know them, he did not get them right on the record, because on the record they sound completely jumbled in his jaw. He says, me think of my girl, oh so constantly, ah me, ah, make a ooh, ah. Well, that last part scared everybody from the PTA to the FBI. You see, the kids have been going kind of crazy lately. It seemed like nobody could figure out why. So they decided to form a coalition, launch an investigation. You know, for the children, they figured they at least had to try to figure out the words to that song, Louie Louie. It's the feel-good hit of this endless summer. It gets these kids out of control. Singing along to that star-spangled bummer. Hail, hail, rock and roll. You know, Marilyn Manson's real name is not even Marilyn Manson. He's a skinny public high school kid from Ohio. He is not some monster from out of this world. And like a lot of skinny public high school kids, he was sick of getting beaten up by the pulling guard all week, only to go out on the weekend and watch the quarterback get all the girls. So he formed a band. And they dressed weird. And they get a lot of chicks. A few years later, a couple of latchkey kids go tragically mad, and everybody's gathered around the television store at the mall trying to figure out what went wrong. And this guy says, hey, you think the life of a kid going to school around here could have really gotten so bad? And the other guy says, no, it's probably just the words to one of those goddamn Marilyn Manson songs. You know it's one. It's a feel-good hit of this endless summer. It gets these kids out of control. Singing along to that star-spangled bummer. Hail, hail, rock and roll.
starts firing all our newest weapons at some other little country for some reason or another, right or wrong, like it or not, it happens. And when it happens, people get shot. And when people get shot, they show it on television a lot, every night at 6 o'clock. And you don't have to be 18 to see that. You don't even got to be in first grade. First grade where they teach the kid the pride that they tell him he's going to need to thrive in a world where they say that only the strong are going to survive. So he's taught the art of more to compare to and to keep score Monday through Friday while he stares at the floor. Till Sunday, they make him go to school once more. Only this time he's got to wear a suit and a tie and listen to some guy who claims to know where people go when they die. Tell him that only the meek are going to inherit the earth. But this time, the kid doesn't know what anything is worth. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm only one guy. And I don't even know the words to that song, Louie Louie. But I can tell you right now, without batting an eye, that the next time some latchkey kid goes wrong, it's not gonna be because of something that Eminem kid said in some song. And I'm not trying to preach to you either. I'm just trying to sing to you too. String a few words together. Listen, check it out. Hey, kid. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Jeff Austin over here on the mound. I play with the Yonder Mountain String Band. Sometimes I go on the road with them and open for them. They treat me like I'm in their band. I've only been in one band other than that. Was a band called the Nervous Wrecks. I was the leader. I was supposed to be the leader. I was the singer for sure. And then I was in a different band. It was one other band called KK Rider, but I was the rhythm guitar player in that band. I was not the singer. But wait, I ended up getting to be the singer in that band as well. And it was one of those classic show business cases of being in the right place at the right time. Can I tell you this? It's a classic show business case of being in the right place at the right time. Let me make sure I know this song real quick. I wasn't thinking, this is an A, I guess. Let me go walk down to that little minor thing. I'm pretty sure. This is how the story starts. I got signed up to a record company in 1994, and I was playing three nights a week in Memphis to make my living. But when I got my record contract, they said, okay, we're going to put out your record in 8 months, and we don't think you should play in Memphis in that entire 8 months. They thought if I played less, I'd get more popular. And that hurt a little. But I said, well, I got to play something. I got to stay practiced. And I said, can I join a band? So they said, yeah, you can join a band. So me and the bass player in my band, we joined a band called KK Rider. And I was the rhythm guitar player, so I'll be over here. That was my part of the gig. And the night that I got to be the singer, we were playing in this pool hall where they had a short scene that was like 8 feet tall. And they had these red velvet ropes that came down and formed this little swing. And at the top, at the roof, there was a bell on the front side, and there was a bell on the back side.
And when one of the girls that worked at the club came out and got up on that swing and gently lofted herself up to the first bell, she'd tap it, ding, and then she'd gently loft herself back to the second bell, ding, and that meant that it was half-price drinks till some girl did that again. And so I'd be over here, you know, all right, half-price drinks. Two for me then. And K.K. Rowdy, he was the singer. He was singing. So this one particular night, we're playing this pool hall, and the girl gets up, and she gently lofts herself up, and she hits the bell, and she gently lofts herself back, and she hits that bell, and everybody figures it's half drinks for a while there. And then about five more minutes go by, and this really skinny girl with long, stringy red hair and a 38 special t-shirt with the sleeves cut off decides that she's gonna climb up on this little swing and ring the bell herself. So she jumps on there and does like the famous last words of most rednecks, where she goes, "Hey y'all, watch this." And then she starts swinging on the rope. Woo! Ding! Woo! Ding! And I'm over on guitar going, "Cool, man." Our lead singer's got his eyes closed. He's singing. We're singing that song. Have you ever heard that song? "Don't it make you want to dance?" It's old Jerry Jeff Walker. "Don't it make you want to smile when you're down, down, down in the country picking, sing a while." That's the song that we were singing. So I'm playing that on the guitar. K.K. Rider, he's got his eyes closed. This new redneck girl's got her sleeves cut off, and she's swinging, and she is gently lofting up and touching the bell, and she's gently lofting back and touching the bell, and we're singing, "Don't it make you want to dance?" And I'm on the rhythm guitar. I'm over here. And then at some juncture in this thing, the bartender comes running out from behind the bar for some sort of insurance reason, and he's upset. But she's having a good time. So another guy with a similar t-shirt with a different band name on it, he stands up, he's her date. So he stands up and sticks his chest out like guys do when they're trying to make a point without saying anything. He sticks his chest out. So the other guy sticks his chest out, and they kind of bump him up against each other a little bit. And I'm like this. K.K. Rider's over here, he's singing with his eyes closed. "Don't it make you want to dance? Don't it make you want to smile when you're down, down, down in the country picking, sing while we're playing?" And this girl's swinging, and these two guys are arguing, and then she all of a sudden, with no warning, she starts doing what no one thought she would do. She starts kicking her legs back and forth like she's in the school playground. Like she's on a swing that doesn't have a roof at the end of it. But she's making herself go faster. And she's going as fast as she can. And she's inserting all the cat, she's inserting little cat calls in there. Ow! And then at some juncture, while her boyfriend and the owner of the place were fighting, she gains enough speed to the point where she's very, so completely clearly hurting herself. She's hitting her knee on the bell, and she's hitting her head on the bell, and it's going, "Oh! Oh!" And so, at this juncture, I'm over here. Our singer's got his eyes closed. He's singing, "Don't it make you want to dance? Don't it make you want to smile? When you're down, down, down in the country picking, sing a while." So her boyfriend does the dumbest thing he did the whole night. Let me take that back. I was not with him after he left the club. But the dumbest thing that he did in my presence, he turns around, he sees that his girl is getting hurt, clearly. So he grabs the red velvet rope to stop her. The rope is coming towards us and away from us. Towards us and away from us. He grabs the rope. K.K. Rider singing, "Don't it make you want to dance?" He's got his eyes closed. I'm over here. She comes flying at us. She lands in the monitors. She hits the microphone. The microphone goes down like a James Brown situation. Comes back, goes back, hits KK Ryder right in the mouth. He goes down this way. She lands this way. They form a perfect T. They got a T. And I'm playing rhythm guitar. And they're both out like a light. Classic show business story of being in the right place at the right time. You're having a good time so far. Search out her mama, baby's got the side so good.
I'm out in this town with all these freaks and musicians. Out in this field with all your freaks and musicians. She's the only one that I got. This girl hardly even know that keeps on telling her that she's not. She's got a loaded pistol, she waves it all the time. Says sometimes you gotta kill a boy just to keep his ass in line. At least that's where she sees it. She says she saw it on the mail. It's a circus out of my mouth. Baby's got them satchel bed. Satanic records, got you don't know no freak. From a pie kid to a maniac to a movie, oh wait. Killing over cocaine, dying over sex. Down, down, praying, whoever's gonna cut the check. I go to church on Sunday, breath is like in hell, but sleep in the pew. This circus out here, mama, baby's got the signs so good. It's a six in my mouth, it's got my sides open.
I told you earlier I'm from Portland, Oregon, and this is, I go up to visit my mom sometimes. She lives in Port Orford, which is right down from Tillamook County, and I go down there on vacation sometimes. A couple summers ago, I went down there on vacation, and on one of the days of our vacation, I had a time to think. That's my vacation song. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail, hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. If I was her, I'm not so sure I wouldn't keep on moving down the trail. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I got a lump on my head and a boot print on my chest from what these guys in here call the Tillamook County lie detector test. Well, I did my best, but is it, you might have guessed, it is a tough test not to fail. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tyler Long for Cold Gray Wall closing in. If I ever do get out highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. It all started when I had a little trouble with the sky on the highway crew. And that lying son of a gun, he told him I'd done some things that I didn't do. They come running for me down 101, light flashing on my track. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call.
like the Tillamook County. Jeff Austin, yeah. Still hoping that she's not so mad now. This doesn't even pay my bet. Come down on vacation, gonna leave on probation. Have to send all my money to the man. Send all my money to the Tillamook County jail. I'm sending all my money to the Tillamook County jail. I'm sending all tonight's money to the Tillamook County jail. Songs I sing for you are true. I hope that you enjoy them. Some of them are hard on me. That one, in particular. They gave me 30 hours of community service. And I screwed it up and then turned into 60 hours of community service. They wanted me to teach kids about drugs. So you understand the miscommunication then. I was showing them how to make a bong out of an apple. That doesn't count for any hours. Look, as you try to keep it down, I was all kind of late last night. Now I'm feeling like I usually feel, as though I feel alright. I don't want to hear another word about more than I can't take a bite. Try to keep it down until it kind of late at night. Well, there's something inside this world that's gone so wrong. There's a gap between the rich and the poor, a million miles long. Dig the fact that you and all your friends won't stand up and make it all right. Try to keep it down until it kind of late at night. On the table, the sound of family. A lot of people that are still alone, look, just rolling in and now we're good. Try to keep it down. Try to keep it down to kind of live like that. We'll be right back.
Jeff Austin.
Thanks. It really is nice to stand up here with this fellow in this beautiful space. It's the best stage in Colorado.
If I leave here tomorrow, this song goes out to, I mentioned this earlier, but if you're one of those people that happens to be in love with somebody that when you're naked you look like each other, well, God love you. And if they ever do let you get married, I play weddings, and I love to play weddings. I know Margaritaville and coming up around the bend, all that shit. And this song's for you, okay? Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man. Be bashing black fear and war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders of sale. Tucking back, slapping, frat house and cake tapping, tater hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pro choice and gay wedding, widespread panic digging hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing most likely will tell. We all end up locked up in jail by conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American male. Diamonds and dogs, boys and girls, living together in two separate worlds. Following leaders of mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man. Soul-saving, land-paving, rush-loving, flag-waving, personal friends to the quail. Fought diligently, worked so hard to keep the free reins of this democracy. From tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, porn-watching, lazy ass hippies like me. before she sleeps and sang. And how many times must cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Can hear people cry. And how many times must cannonballs fly till too many people die? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing.
Thank you. Talk to her when no one knows her color. I just see the world.